listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Thy word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for bringing us here again another Saturday evening to go into the Word. We thank God for His Word, His instructions to us, His instruction in righteousness. People of God, without the Word, we cannot live righteously, for we would not have anything to guide us, so we would live like the world. But thank God for His Word to us, and we pray today that we will not just be hearers of the Word, but we will be doers of the word. We are in the gospel writings of Matthew, and as we said before, the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. But Matthew wrote about the good news of Jesus Christ. So the gospel is not the gospel of Matthew. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is the gospel writings of Matthew, for he's the one who wrote this book about the life of Jesus. So Matthew was a Jew, writing to a Jewish audience. But this word is also for us today, people of God. This word goes for every human being, all of humanity. So it's not just for the Jews, but he was writing directly to the Jews about the Jewish Messiah. He wanted them to come to know and understand that the Jewish Messiah had come. So Matthew's aim was to present Jesus as the King of the Jews, the long-awaited Messiah. Through thorough search of the Old Testament writings, Matthew gave a series of Old Testament quotations that shows that Christ is the Messiah. So we see, people of God, Matthew refer back to the Old Testament to show the Jewish people, because the Jewish people knew, they knew the Old Testament writings. And even now, many Jewish people, they know the Old Testament writings. So Matthew was using those quotations from the Old Testament writings, from the prophecies, to show that Jesus Christ really is the Messiah. That all of those prophecies were fulfilled in the Messiah. So we see, people of God, that as we go through this book of Matthew, that we will learn more and we will see the fulfillment of all these prophecies. We are in chapter 2, speaking on the birth of Jesus, and during the Christmas season, this is a good time for us to really go through the writings about the birth of Jesus and understand why he came and the work that he has done for us at the cross. So last week we stopped in verse 7 of Matthew 2, and we are going to start from there this week. But let us pray before we begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for allowing us to be here, to go into your word. We pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to lead, you continue to guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that you will illuminate your word to us. Oh God, that we will not, oh God Almighty, be forgetful hearers, but we will practice your word. Oh God, give us understanding, oh God, to apply your word unto wisdom. Grant us your grace and your mercy, oh God Almighty, to be the people you have called us to be. We pray for those who are not yet saved, that they will come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you right now for who you are and what you are doing in our lives. Thank you, oh God Almighty Lord, for allowing us, oh God Almighty Lord, at this time to hear your word. And we pray in the name of Jesus, your word will become that lamp to our feet and that light to our path. As we look to you by faith and give you thanks, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we say amen, amen, and amen. So we are continuing in verse 7 of Matthew chapter 2. And we see in previous verses where the wise men came and were inquiring where Jesus, the King of the Jews, would be born. So they followed the stars. They came from the east and they followed his star. That's a particular star. That's a special star that was there to guide them to where the Christ child was born. So we see, people of God, that they came to Herod the king. But Herod was troubled when he heard that news, because this was a threat to his throne. Remember, he was the king of the Jews at that time. He was ruling over Judah. So we see, people of God, that he was troubled, and he wanted to know where that young child would be born. So we see, people of God, he consulted the religious leaders, who pointed to the prophecy of Micah. Micah 5 verse 2 tells us that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. So we see the prophetic words was fulfilled, where Jesus was truly born in Bethlehem of Judah. So in verse 7 of Matthew chapter 2, the word said, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. So Herod inquired of the wise men the date of the appearance of the star, to determine the time when the king of the Jews was born, so he would have an idea of the age of the child at the time the wise men appeared. So, people of God, Herod's intention, as we will learn later, was not a good intention. So we are going to find out why Herod wanted to know when the star appeared at first. So we continue in verse 8, people of God, of Matthew chapter 2. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back words to me that I may come and worship him also. People of God, we see Herod was sending them out to go find that child. Find where he is. It will be easier for me to come now. And Herod wasn't planning to worship Jesus. Herod was planning to kill Jesus. We see there was an execution plan. Herod had no intention to worship Jesus. He wanted him dead. Whoever was a threat to Herod's throne, he would put them to death. People of God, it is said that in Jewish history that Herod killed even some family members, his sons, two of his wives, according to Jewish history. So it is showing Herod had no intention to worship Jesus. But he said, go find out where the child is and come back and bring me word. He couldn't tell the wise men that he was going to kill Jesus. No. He knew that they wouldn't come back. So he said, I'm coming to worship him also. So bring me word when you find him, so I'll come and worship him. But he had no intention to worship Jesus. So we go on to verse 9 of Matthew chapter 2. So when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. People of God, when they heard the king, after the king spoke to them, they departed from. And behold, the word said, the star which they had seen in the east, the star, that special star, went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Look at verse 10 of Matthew 2. So when they saw this star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. So we see after the wise men left Herod's courts, they beheld the star from the eastern sky, which came and stood right over the house where Jesus was. People of God, this was a divinely planned occurrence. This was a divinely planned occurrence. And these Gentile, these wise men, these astrologers were listening to a divine voice. They were hearing from God. They were Gentile. They were not people who served the true and living God. But it shows people of God, our God is sovereign. He uses whoever he wishes to use. He does as he pleases. Who can tell him what to do? Who can counsel him? Not one of us can counsel him. So we look people of God and understand that these were Gentile people. These were pagan people. But this was a divinely planned occurrence. They studied the star, but there was something about the star, and the star was leading them to someone that they need to pay homage to. So when the wise men saw the star, they were exceedingly overjoyed because they knew that they were divinely guided to the place where the Messiah King was born. They knew they were getting divine guidance to the place where the Messiah King was born. People of God, the Lord always gives direction to accomplish his will. The Lord always gives direction to accomplish his will. And the Lord includes all people in this salvation plan. So it's not about Jews alone being saved. Gentiles are also called to be saved. All of humanity Jesus Christ died for. So it is just showing us God's plan in including the Gentile, even coming to pay homage to the child Jesus Christ. So we have to look deep into the scriptures. Many times we just run over these stories because it's Christmas time. And we say, oh, three wise men came. The Bible didn't even say three wise men. It says wise men. We don't even know how many of them came, people of God. Maybe it's a great entourage of men that came. We don't know. But we know that wise men came from the east and they followed this star. His star, they called it. His star, to the place where Jesus was. So the Lord always gives direction, people of God, to accomplish his will. Look at verse 11 of Matthew 2. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. People of God, when they came into that house, they saw the young child, Jesus, with Mary, his mother. And they fell down. They fell down before him and worshipped him. People of God, he was only a child, but he deserves worship. He's God. The perfect God-man deserves worship and praise. So they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they did not come empty-handed. They came with treasures for the king. And when we are coming, it is showing people of God, whenever you go to visit a king, you had to bring gift to him. So they were prepared for the king. They were prepared. They didn't just come haphazardly. They were prepared to bring their gift to the king. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This was no ordinary king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when they opened their treasures, they presented gift to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So the wise men came into the house where the child Jesus was with his mother Mary. And they fell down and worshipped Jesus, not his mother Mary. Very important that we take note of this, people of God. They fell down and worshipped Jesus. They fell down and worshipped him, not his mother Mary. The Bible made it clear that Jesus was the one who got the worship. They fell down and worshipped him. They worship Jesus. So, people of God, even as a babe, Jesus deserves worship. So they fell down and pay homage to the king. These were Gentiles bowing down before the Jewish king, who was a child at that time, to worship him. He alone deserves worship, people of God. He alone deserves praise. He is the perfect God-man, the Messiah, King Jesus. So they pay homage to him. These were Gentile people of God. God reveals himself to whoever he wishes to. He is God. So he revealed himself to them and they were obedient to the voice of the Lord. They knew that this was a divine occurrence. So they were obedient and they did not just come empty-handed, as I said before. They came with their gift for the King, the Messiah King Jesus. So look at their gift, people of God. Let us look at the gift. So when they open up their treasures, they presented gift to him. Gold, people of God. You're coming to see the King. Gold, which is befitting for a king. Gold, you don't go to a king with nothing less than gold. Gold, people of God, which is befitting for a king. Look at the second gift, frankincense. Frankincense, people of God, which signifies the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So we see, people of God, this was divinely planned. How could these men know these things? It must be divinely planned. So they brought unto him gold befitting for a king. Frankincense, people of God, which signifies his priesthood. And we know, people of God, as a priest, as they would serve in the temple or in the tabernacle, they would offer up, they would burn incense unto the Lord as a sweet smelling savor to the Lord. So this was one of the duty of the priest, to burn incense to the Lord. So we see, people of God, him being presented with frankincense signifies his priesthood, people of God. He is our great high priest. He is our great high priest. And when we look, people of God, the word tells us in Hebrews 4:14-16. Let us read that. Hebrews 4:14-16. He said, seeing then that we have a great high priest who have passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. People of God, we have a great high priest, King Jesus. We have a great high priest who was tested in all points as we are. We have a great high priest who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. We have a great high priest, people of God, who became our ultimate sacrifice. He did not just go to offer sacrifice. He himself was the sacrifice. So we see, people of God, the difference between the earthly priest and our heavenly high priest, Jesus Christ. He offered up himself. They would offer up bulls and goats for the sin of themselves and the people around them. But Christ offered up himself once and for all for us. He is the ultimate sacrifice, people of God. He is the one. And the word said the wise men brought frankincense, which signifies his priesthood. And look on what they also brought, the third gift, and myrrh, which speaks of his embalmment at his death. Myrrh, which shows that he would die for us. Which shows that he would die. Myrrh, which speaks of his embalmment at his death. Remember where they used spices to embalm him? They used spices. Myrrh was included in those spices that was used to embalm him at his death. So we see, people of God, we see clearly the gospel. We see clearly here, people of God, all of what is written by the gospel writer Matthew, showing, it is showing, people of God, that as these wise men came, Matthew was the only one who recorded the visit of these wise men from the east. He's the only one who spoke of the gift that they brought, people of God. The Messiah, King Jesus, was presented with gold because he's king. He presented with frankincense because he's our great high priest. He's presented with myrrh because he became the ultimate sacrifice for us. He would give up his life for us. The word of God tells us the king would become the ultimate sacrifice for humanity. The king would hang on the cross for us and cry out to his father, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? People of God, the king was forsaken so we could be forgiven. The king was pierced so we could be made whole. The king died and rose again. He conquered the devil, death, hell, and the grave that could not hold him down. People of God, that could not hold down our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He laid down his life for us and he took it up again. He laid down his life and he took it up again. He said, I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up again. People of God, we serve a great and wonderful Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, our King. Because of our resurrected King, today we have hope. We have hope, people of God, because he has been resurrected from the dead. He's no more in the grave. Death could not hold him down. And because of his ascension and where he is now seated, people of God, the word tells us that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, at the place of authority. His word tells us that he ever live to make intercession for us. He is our mediator. He is the mediator between God and man. He is the go-between, people of God. He pleads our cases. He is the one pleading for us. So we do not take it lightly what our Savior has done for us. He did not only die, but he rose again. And he lives forevermore. He ever lived to make intercession for us. He is there mediating for us daily. The word of God says he was tested in all points just like as we are. Yet without sin, he couldn't sin because he is the perfect God-man. He couldn't sin, people of God. But we sin so many times, but we can run to him. He is our advocate. He is our intercessor. He intercedes for us daily. So when we run to him and cry to him, people of God, he's touched. The word said he's touched with what we go through. He walks here on earth. He knows everything that we go through. He was tempted in every area like we are tempted. Yet he couldn't sin. He is the perfect God-man. He is the righteous one. He is a sinless, spotless Lamb of God. And people of God, he deserves the glory, the honor, and the praise. The wise men saw this and they fell at his feet and worshipped him. They worshipped him because they came to pay homage to the King of Kings. People of God, let us not take it lightly what Christ has done for us. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us worship him, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And even during this festive season, people of God, we are called to worship God in spirit and in truth. We are called to worship him every day. But at this time when we celebrate his birth, let us take time out, people of God, to worship him like we have never worshipped him before. He's calling his people to worship him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Give him our all. people of God, give him the highest praise. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, our King. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the ultimate sacrifice, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. He is our God and Savior, our strong deliverer. He is the one who rescues us. Yehoshua is his name. He is God. He is our salvation. Jehovah God. Jehovah is our salvation. So we have to come to know who Jesus is and give him the glory that belongs to his great name. The wise men, people of God, got the revelation of who Jesus is, and they came and worshiped him. Even as a babe, he deserves worship. So we also must worship him. We must worship him in spirit and in truth. The word of God tells us in John 4, as Jesus spoke to the woman at the well, he said, the Father is seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So we need to come to that place, people of God, of falling down before him and worshiping him, giving him, people of God, the fruit of our lips, giving him the praise that is due to his great name. He alone deserves glory. He alone deserves praise and honor. Even these Gentiles, people of God, wise men, as they came to pay homage to him, they bowed down before him and they brought gift to him. They brought, people of God, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold fitting for a king. Frankincense, which signifies his priesthood. And myrrh, oh, people of God, which shows that he is the ultimate sacrifice. John the Baptist saw him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. So we see, people of God, that Jesus Christ must be revealed to us. We need revelation as to who he is, so we can give him the praise and the glory and the honor that is due to his great name. We have to come to understand that he is the one who came and became our ultimate sacrifice, so that today you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. Let us give him the praise and the glory that is due to his great name. Let us not refrain from praising him. People of God, if we hold our peace, the rocks will cry out. So we don't want any rocks to cry out, but we want to give him the praise and the glory that is due to his great name. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I am that I am. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. We'll stop here this evening, and next week we'll continue in verse 12 of Matthew chapter 2. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to us. We thank you, O God, that you alone deserve glory, honor, and praise. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that we will give you the praise that is due to your great name. Thank you for the sacrifice that you have made at the cross for us, O God. And we pray today in the name of Jesus, O God, that we, O God, will bow down and worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we give you glory and honor, and thank you again for your word. Thank you for your people as we look to you by faith and give thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Blessings to you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful week end. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.